You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. No fees or minimums on new consumer accounts. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Happy Thursday to one and all. It is Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Thursday afternoon. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up here in just a moment from his home on the southwest side. Ben on the other side of the glass. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us from a beach in Bermuda, more than likely, or a gym, one or the other, as he gets ready to call a little basketball coming up over the next several days. It is our off-the-glass segment for you, and that comes up each Thursday. It is brought to you by Coldwell banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. You can find out more about him at his website at shootershomes.com. We'll talk about tonight's Iowa-Alabama State game, take a look back at both Iowa and Iowa State. We'll talk about the departure of Loyola from the Missouri Valley Conference as well. A lot of things to talk about with Kevin, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. It is the state finals at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the 50th edition of the state football finals and the state football playoffs. We'll talk about that, including the game tonight in Class 4A, Xavier taking on Council Bluffs Lewis Central. And we'll kick that around a little bit with you. And a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from Wednesday. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Check them out online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. They are the official presenting sponsor of the Gym Class each and every day right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. And for the second time, Mark, by the way, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Second time in 3 days, we have breaking news to start off the program with today as the University of Iowa, this according to both KJ Pilcher and Andy Hamilton, the University of Iowa has come up with their first women's wrestling coach in program history. That announced just moments ago, and it is Clarissa Chung, who was a 2008 world champion, Olympic bronze medalist, and she has spent the last 4 years with USA Wrestling as an assistant to the women's national team. So Clarissa Chung is going to be the first ever coach for the Iowa women's wrestling program.
Very good resume. What I read in a short period of time since it was announced, Clarissa Chun is going to have an interesting opportunity here at Iowa to try to build this program quickly. I'm sure we'll get some help on the from the men's side with Tom and Terry Brands and the others, but great opportunity for Chun, who's got great credentials.
Great credentials, indeed. And you knew that the folks were going to line up to get to be a part of this historic program at the University of Iowa. There are a handful of women's wrestling teams across the country, and mainly non-Division One. A lot of NAIA, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll see how it all plays out. But Iowa wants to be a player nationally. And no matter how this started, it was going to happen. It was inevitable. And Clarissa Chung is the first to lead that particular program. So your thoughts, wrestling fans, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to talk about that as a pretty historic announcement today coming out of Iowa City.
Yeah, indeed. And this program will begin competition in 2022, I believe. Is that right?
Some, yes. But they'll get into it a little bit. Like I said, there's not a ton of teams in the Midwest. I think probably the closest would be Grandview over in Des Moines, who's had a women's program for a few years. Very good men's program. I think they've won NAIA for the last handful of years anyway. over there in Des Moines. Grandview, a very good program going on. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. And junior colleges have some women's programs as well. There are a handful of D1s, some D2s and D3s around as well. So they'll get their feet wet a little bit and then probably jump into things, you know, 2 or 3 years down the line.
Of course, Chun, C-H-U-N is her last name, was under the tutelage of Terry Steiner, former Iowa Hawkeye. Terry's been involved in the women's U.S. team for quite some time. So there was that connection there. There's a lot of connections with Iowa wrestlers across the country, but there was that connection as well.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. And that is our text line. That is the phone line as well, if you would like to weigh in here today. So there you go. Good news as far as the Hawkeyes and their new women's wrestling program is concerned. It is finals day as far as the Iowa high school football playoffs are concerned. The first of two right now, 5 minutes remaining in the ballgame in Class A. And it is West Hancock leading Grundy Center, that by a score of 19-14. And earlier on, they had a dandy eight-player final, which went to Cam of Anita. Cumberland Anita Messina, as you know, Mark.
I do. They're dancing in the streets in Anita, if anyone's left there.
Yes, the fire trucks are getting ready to welcome them home. They defeated Easton Valley 42-40 in a really good eight-player game a little bit earlier on. Class 1A is scheduled for a 4 o'clock start, God willing, and that will be West Sioux in action. Let's just put it this way, Mark. I am not confident of a 7 o'clock start tonight with the throwing prowess of West Sioux coming on board.
Yeah, and you're speaking of your call with John Haggerty on the Xavier Lewis Central game, right?
Correct. Scheduled for a 7 o'clock start, or actually about 7:05 with the kickoff. We'll have it tonight at 6:40 on CRM Live Sports on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. And again, we encourage a lot of folks. We had a great turnout last week for the semifinal. A lot of people tuning into the broadcast but listening to us, and we do appreciate that. And we'd love to have you on. No matter how you would do that, again, we'll have it at 6:40 tonight on CRM Live Sports. Xavier taking on Council Bluffs Lewis Central, a Lewis Central team that has one Division I signee already, a lineman that is headed off to Iowa State, and several more. They have the Fidone gentleman, wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner, tight end type, whose brother graduated a year ago, was a four-star who went to Nebraska. They've got Humpel, who is a running back that is also a junior, who is a Division I prospect. He will play Division I football. And this is a team that is very much balanced between the run and the pass, 400 yards a game, and it will be a challenge to the always, always very good and stiff Xavier defense tonight.
Yeah, it's a very talented Lewis Central team, and it's a very gutty Xavier team that will be on the field tonight. Lewis Central has lost a couple ball games, as you know, Scott, in Harlan and Indianola. Harlan, we've known for years and years how good that program is, and those came early in the year. But Lewis Central has kind of run the table to the state championship game, and looking forward to listening to it.
Yep, should be a lot of fun coming up tonight. And again, we'll have that for you at about 6:40, we hope, tonight on CRM Live Sports, as West Hancock is trying to put things away right now. I will say this, Van Meter does run the ball a little bit more than throw it. So, and Van Meter is the favorite tonight or later this afternoon against West Sioux. So if they can run it, keep it away from West Sioux, we could see that 7:05, 7:10 kickoff. We've had 8 o'clock kickoffs in this time slot in that window before. Last week we had a on-time kickoff, so we were very happy. Very happy about that. It is the 50th anniversary of the state football championships and the state football playoffs. Jeff Johnson with a terrific article in the Gazette. If you did not read that earlier on today, do yourself a favor and go back to it. Because the first playoff back in 1972 had a definite Metro flavor as two of the eight teams. There were only four classes back then, ladies and gentlemen. 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A. And the 3A and 4A scheduled for Drake Stadium in Des Moines, but bad weather forced the state association to move the playoff finals to Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. And, of course, in 3A, it was Regis taking on Harlan. Speaking of Harlan, speaking of Xavier. But Harlan came from behind, beat Regis in that 3A championship game in 72. And then Jefferson took on West Des Moines Dowling in the Class 4A championship back in 1972. And the Jayhawks claim to fame as the first 4A big school state champion in Iowa football history, at least playoff history.
Yeah, it was quite a day. 12,000 people in what was really cold weather. There was snow in the stands. I was privileged to be on the field that game. I was a junior that year. I had to give up football after my freshman year. I got a really bad concussion, and maybe to some folks that explains a lot of things. But at any rate, I just didn't think it was worth it. But after sitting out a year, I wanted to be involved with my friends and whatnot, and ended up being a student manager, and just a terrific game. Dowling had lost one game in 6 years, and under Coach Jim Williams was averaged like 40, 45 points a game during the regular season, and Jefferson with maybe one of the better defenses in state history only gave up 36 points all year, and that includes the two playoff games in which it shut out Cedar Falls and Dowling, but a boring game to some, but to none of us on the west side, I can tell you that.
Nope, and more on that coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll have that on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. 319-366-1600, we mentioned the fact that Iowa with their first wrestling coach for the women's program, and we go to the phones, and I think this is... Is this Marilyn from Nichols calling today? Is that how you pronounce it?
Close enough.
Close enough. All right, very good. What's on your mind today?
Glad to see that Iowa has found a good coach. Now is it going to kick the Iowa Girls High School Association into action so that they can sanction the girls program so that you've got something to put on the mat?
Yeah,
great question. Great question.
Disappointed that we haven't seen the Girls Association act upon this sooner. We've got girls that are very active wanting to wrestle, and we're not getting any support from our state association.
No, it's a very good point and a very fair point. And they set the threshold, I believe, at 50 schools, and I believe that has been attained this year. So I know that the Wrestling Coaches Association, thinking that same way that you are, has said, okay, you've got them now. We need to move on this. And I think...
Well, when we had nearly 500 girls in the Extreme Arena last spring for the state meet, they should have told them something.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And there are going to be more this year down at Extreme Arena. No doubt.
Correct.
No doubt. Yeah, it's going to happen. I hope it happens sooner than later. Same way that the Iowa wrestling program came about, the Iowa women's wrestling program came about, and I hope that within the next 3 years that they get everything taken care of. It's going to take a little bit of time to get everything organized, but I think they can definitely get it by the next 3 years, no doubt. But you bring up a great point. But thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
319-366-1600. Good call right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll take 3 years. I don't know all the ins and outs and nuts and bolts of, you know, trying to get a sport sanctioned. I wouldn't think it'd be all that difficult once you've reached the threshold of whatever it is, 50 teams, what have you. But our caller had a great point. The last two state tournaments, unsanctioned, had incredible participation. And I'm not surprised in the least that more schools have added women's wrestling, and more will come.
More will come. More will come this year. In fact, I've read about it already, that more have been organized coming up this year. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. And 1307 asks, yes, there is only one big school football. No, two. I checked. Two, Mark. Two big school football championships in Cedar Rapids in the 50 years. Because Xavier in 2006 won the 4A big school championship at that time. So there have been two. Now, one public school championship, though, in Cedar Rapids.
You're quite correct.
Xavier will be playing their sixth championship game tonight, by the way. And
Wash has come close. Kennedy has come close. But only one public school state champion, that being Cedar Rapids Community School District schools, and that's the 72 Jefferson team.
That is correct. That is correct. 319-366-1600. We have Thursday Night Football coming your way tonight on all of our frequencies, starting at 7 o'clock, Atlanta and New England. 1096 on the text line reminding us about that because they have commented that the Falcons have no chance tonight. Belichick is catching fire and dressing weirder each week. Well, that's not, you know, that's nothing new. You know, find a hoodie, cut off sleeves, blank, bang, 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 you're ready to go. But yes, New England is playing very good football. I think they've won five in a row, as a matter of fact, and never, ever second guess Bill Belichick.
You may be able to in September, but not this time of year. Yeah, New England was very impressed last Sunday with the way the Patriots looked, and we'll see if they can keep it going tonight against the Falcons.
7 o'clock again. We'll have it for you in all of our frequencies right here on KGYM. 21 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to get to an Evil Sideaway scoreboard update coming your way in just a little bit, as that'll be Mark on that call and plenty to talk about at that particular time anyway. We'll talk to Kevin Lehman as well, the coach. We'll get a Bowling Night in America wrap up for you as well coming up in just a little bit. And more. I chuckle because of the fact that headlines out there that Rob Manfred is anticipating there will be a lockout. Wow. And the sun will come up sometime in the next week, Mark, and we'll be able to see it in eastern Iowa.
Meanwhile, Major League Baseball is going to pay for housing for minor league players that are not on a major league contract or making over a certain amount. So I can't imagine that is not a good situation for these players in the minor leagues who got a raise, but they don't make a ton of money.
No, they do not, unless you're a bonus baby out there. Most of them are not, and they struggle to make ends meet, no doubt about that. And also, Justin Verlander re-signing with the Houston Astros on a one-year deal, I believe it was $25 million. So we got a few signings kind of flying under the radar a little bit, if you will, before that December 1st deadline goes into effect that there could be a lockout. But we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed that we're going to have spring training and we're going to have baseball starting on time coming up next year. That remains to be seen. Getting down to the nitty-gritty at the Dome in the Class A championship game. It is still 19-14 West Hancock on top. Grundy Center has the ball, but they are at their own 30-yard line, and they are going to need a touchdown to win. They are the first team to score more than 7 against West Hancock this year, as a lot of people have pointed out. So they have that. This would be the third consecutive loss for Grundy Center in the championship game if they do not come from behind and beat West Hancock here in the last 50 seconds.
Those runner-up trophies piling up, huh?
That's tough. That is tough. That is tough. So we have the new women's wrestling coach. We also have, speaking of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, basketball around the corner. In fact, a few games tomorrow night. I know Jefferson will get their season underway tomorrow night against Davenport Central. But the preseason girls' rankings are out. Just a few teams from the local area to throw out to you. Class 5A, Johnston starts the season number 1. Waterloo West, 2. Cedar Falls, 3. City High is 4. Iowa City West is 8. And Cedar Rapids, Washington is 10th. 4A, Glenwood starts the season number 1. Central DeWitt, 3rd. Cedar Rapids, Xavier right behind them at number 4. Solon is at number 8. Benton Community is 13th. In 3A, Unity Christian is number 1. Center Point Urbana is 7th. West Liberty comes in at number 9. Vinton Shelsburg is 14th. 2A, Dyke New Hartford starts the season at number 1. You've got Denver in at number 5. Cascade is 7th. Jessup is 11th. And in Class 1A, Newell Fonda, there's a shocker, is number 1. Springville, 4th, and Northland right behind them at number 5. Maquoketa Valley dropping down to 1A this year is starting the season at number 12. So, girls basketball. Basketball is here, Mark. Getting closer and closer on the high school front.
It is upon us, as is high school wrestling. And another convergence of seasons, shall we say.
Yeah, and a fun convergence of seasons, no doubt about that. So that's a little bit of the news and notes from today. With more on the news and notes, going to send it to you, Mark, with the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll have our latest edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. Looking forward to that. Somebody out there is going to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway, and we'll have your chance to do that coming up tomorrow. Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind the Taco John's. What's up on the scoreboard?
Announced after we went off the air yesterday, Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum named one of 6 semifinalists for the Outland Award. I believe Iowa has had 2 Outland Trophy winners in the past. The 3 finalists will be announced next Tuesday. They're playing the National Junior College Division II volleyball tournament as we speak at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse in downtown Cedar Rapids. Kirkwood facing McHenry in a first round game. Kirkwood took the first set, 25-17. The aforementioned 1972 Jefferson football team will be honored on the field at the Unidome tomorrow morning during halftime of the 2A state championship game. That game kicking off at 10 a.m. So plenty of Jayhawks will be in attendance there. And finally, Cedar Rapidian and Zach Johnson really warmed up today on the PGA Tour, a home event for him, Sea Island, Georgia, St. Simon's Island, the RSM Classic. Zach with 9 birdies, 9 pars in his first round on the Seaside course. They're playing 2 courses in the first couple rounds. This Seaside course, a par 60, so Zach shoots 61 in the first round. Of course, he has, I think he's the only PGA Tour player with 2 60s in his career, or at least he was the first one to do so. Right now, Zach in second place.
A par 60?
70, I'm sorry.
Oh, par 70. Okay, very good. I was going
to
say...
I was thinking about the opportunities he had to shoot 60, which he has done twice in his career.
Par 70, very good. Okay. And, yeah, great to see Zach having a good day today on the tour. No doubt about that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us. Plenty to talk about in the world of college hoops as Iowa in action tonight. The Hawkeyes taking on Alabama State. It's an early start, 6 o'clock, with the tip-off of that one. Alabama State coming from Ames less than 48 hours ago after giving Iowa State a very tough go of it, dropping a single-digit game to the Cyclones. They come over to take on the Hawkeyes coming up this evening at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll take a break, come back, have more, and talk to the coach, Kevin Lehman, after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
With a check of your weather first forecast, I'm meteorologist Nathan Santo Domingo. A stiff wind out of the northwest will continue into the afternoon, along with partly to mostly cloudy skies, a few stray snow flurries out there as well. High temperature, chilly, around 36. Tonight, clearing skies will allow temperatures to drop quickly, a low near 22. As we head into Friday afternoon, south winds return, so despite some partly cloudy skies, we will push highs back near 40. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
You never want to leave free money on the table, right? Well, Linn County REC doesn't want you to leave free money in your air conditioner, water heater, or outdoor lighting either. That's why they make it simple to get your energy efficiency rebate. you've recently added a more energy-friendly appliance to your home, get the rebate you've got coming. You'll find all the information you need and rebate forms at LynnCountyREC.com. If you're qualified for a rebate, just download the form, fill it out, attach the necessary verification information, and get it in to Lynn County REC before December 20th. You don't want to miss out on that extra cash, do you? No way! So get everything together, fill it out, and have it to Lynn County REC by December 20th. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Lynn County REC. Download the forms and get specific terms, criteria, and conditions at LynnCountyREC.com.
The NFL season is giving us a big Week 11 divisional matchup between rivals, the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Offers like these are just one of many reasons that FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. They have an easy-to-use app. It's safe and secure. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code COON this week before the Cardinals take on the Seahawks. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code KUHN so they know I sent you. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. $10 first deposit required. And must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fandle.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself. And he did. In the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter. And it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
3:31, we're back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. A little controversy at the end of the Class A championship game, Mark. I don't know if you had one eye on it, but... They said the time ran out with Grundy Center on about the 15-yard line. Tried to spike it, and a lot of people thought there should be 1 second left, but the clock went to zeros, and there is no replay in high school football. So West Hancock wins at 19-14 over Grundy Center.
I did not have my eye on it, but I've already seen a couple tweets that Grundy Center got... job. I'll insert another word.
Yeah, they might have. Yeah, you got to make the 15-yard pass, though. So, anyway, there you go. But that is the final, and 1A will come up here in just a little bit, probably a little bit behind. So, it's going to be a late night tonight. Hang with us. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program for a Thursday on KGYM. Thursdays mean basketball talk with Coach Kevin Lehman, and it is Off the Glass, and it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Online, find him at shootershomes.com. And the beach man himself, the beachcomber, Kevin Lehman, joining us. And what's temperature? Are you on the beach, sir?
Scott, this is the day that I have to really go to work. So we've been in the gym here. We'll go to 8 teams practicing. It'll be a 12-hour stint here at the beautiful arena in the University of Virgin Islands. But that's the price you got to pay, man. A little beach time yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. So it's been good.
It's been good.
Paradise Jam, what kind of field you got, Kevin?
I tell you what, Mark. Creighton is in here. Young team, really talented. Colorado picked third in the Pac-12. Both those teams have top 10 recruiting classes, Creighton and Colorado. So they're really long, good-looking kids, but they're young and two out of the Valley, Bradley, Southern Illinois, Northeastern is here. Team I'm really impressed with. We just watched practice. Brown of the Ivy League. They gave North Carolina a great run at North Carolina, led most of that game and lost by 7. But the best team here, what everybody's talking about, is Colorado State. Nico Medved, the old coach from Drake. It's one of those COVID teams. He's got a bunch of fifth-year guys, and they're picked to win the Mountain West. Really talented team.
Yeah, and of course, our friend Ali Farouk Manesh is an assistant coach for Colorado State.
Going to see Ali first thing in the morning when I catch their practice for the Rams. So looking forward to catching up with Ali.
Good to see that. Hey, let's start off with this. Of course, I thought it was pretty shocking news from a couple days ago. The word that Loyola picking up stakes, leaving the Missouri Valley Conference. Boy, for 3 weeks or thereabouts anyway, after the announcement that Belmont was coming in, visions of multiple bids dancing in everyone's heads, perhaps getting Murray State to come in as a 12th team and making it a terrific basketball league. And now you've got Loyola doing what Creighton and Wichita State did before them, and parlay some very good performances in the NCAA tournament into berths in a bigger conference. Your thoughts about Loyola leaving?
Scott, it was like I was punched in the gut. It was like my girlfriend just dumped me for a guy with a better car. It was not. I was with you. I thought we were going to a multiple bid league here with Belmont entering, really strengthen the Valley. But that's the sign of the times. We have so much realignment of conferences, even at the mid-major level. So Loyola thought they were going to get some greener pastures. We do have Duquesne here from the Atlantic 10, and they were pretty excited about Loyola joining that league. And they didn't think. They thought the Atlantic 10 was still going to try to expand again and grab another team. So it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out and what the Valley does. Do they stay at 10 now? Murray State was a big talk. There's still talk about Texas Arlington, UW-Milwaukee. So I said this years ago, guys, when the Penn State left and joined the Big Ten, nothing was going to be sacred as far as conferences aligning and tradition.
Well, Kansas City mentioned in that group as well, I think, too, Kevin.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. I have heard that about UMKC. So interesting to see what the Valley does, because I don't think it's a time in college athletics where you can sit back in your hands. You have to be proactive and very aggressive, especially conference commissioners in this ever-changing landscape.
Belmont's certainly going to help the Valley, and we talked about that when the announcement was made. And it's going to be interesting to see. If the Valley is going to make a move, they're going to have to probably do it within the next month, 6 weeks or so, because things are already being played out as far as next season is concerned, schedule-wise and whatnot.
Well, I think you're right, but you know, now you're back to 10 teams, and everyone talks about how hard it is to do an 11-team schedule. And I think I told you this, guys, a week or two ago when Belmont came in, that I really would like the Valley to go to a 20-game league schedule to ease the pressure of scheduling. Like Northern Iowa still have to pick up Dubuque and Wartburg because they just can't get their schedule filled out. Drake played, you know, Mark's alma mater Co. there in their opener. It's so hard for those really high-quality mid-majors to get teams to come in there, and you don't want to be selling your soul going to Arkansas playing those types of games. So we'll see what happens here. If they're going to continue to be aggressive and go to at an 11th team again, maybe a 12th. We'll see what the Valley does. It's an interesting time for college athletics. Name, image, likeness, transfer portal. We got a team down here, guys, that's bringing in 10 transfers, a total of 5,000 points scored by those transfers, and that's Duquesne out of Pittsburgh.
Kevin, I wanted to get your take as both a former college coach and longtime observer of college basketball, and that is early season losses. We've seen Michigan suffer a loss, Maryland suffer a loss, and others. And then we got teams like Iowa playing 5 or 6 cupcakes and maybe not looking as good as folks truly expect. What do you make of November basketball, early December basketball? And what would you caution fans against, if anything?
Well, Mark, that's a great question. I think it depends on that certain coach, how you want to schedule. We know at Michigan State that Izzo wants to be challenged early. I don't think he really cares about his non-conference record. He wants his team toughened. But when you get to late February and March, when the games really count, and there's other coaches, and I can see what Fran's doing with this team, lots of new pieces and new roles for this Iowa Hawkeye team. So he's scheduled rather lightly, and I think I mentioned this before. We really don't know a lot about this Iowa team until they go to Virginia, but they're going to gain confidence in these games. So some coaches like to do that. And, you know, there's an art to scheduling. And it also depends on the makeup of your team, the age of your team, you know, how much experience you have, what your expectations are. And now it figures into it big is what can those opponents do for your net ranking, especially if you're looking for that at-large bid, which is, you know, most people are trying to do now, because if you don't win that conference title, it's only 32 automatic bids. You're going to grab up one of those other 36 at-large spots.
Before we get to Iowa, the Big Ten as a whole, Mark mentioned the fact that George Mason went into Maryland last night and got a victory. Seton Hall went in. The Gavitt games have not been a great start for the Big Ten Conference so far, although the Big Ten took two last night anyway. And you can't get too high or too low. I've said this before, basketball is a different animal than football. You can't have that football mentality. You lose a game and you're in big trouble, like Mark said a little bit. But maybe the shine off the Big Ten just a little bit after this week.
Well, Scott, I think that's a great point. That I said this when I had those two games with Northern Iowa against Nichols and also their loss against Vermont, which are two pretty good mid-major teams. That, you know, this is a marathon and not a sprint. So the coaches understand that. So especially in basketball, long season. I mean, you start in November, you can be playing clear into April. So you got to be able to plan accordingly. And, you know, fans are kind of a what have you done for me lately type of mentality. And coaches have to look at the long haul and how your team's going to be a couple of weeks from or a couple of months from now. So it's scheduling, whatever. You just can't panic. And, you know, Eldon Miller told me this years ago, hey, especially after a bad loss, we have to be really positive today because that team is going to follow our lead, how we react to that loss. So that was one of the great things I learned from Coach Miller.
Kevin, Keegan Murray obviously off to a terrific start for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Does he remind you of any former Hawkeye?
Well, I looked at his numbers, Mark, and they're just jumping off the sheet. Well, obviously 25 points a game and 10 rebounds, but look at what he's doing. He's shooting 95% from the free throw line, almost 60% from the field. I don't care who you're playing against. That means you know where they hung the hoop, and you can put the ball in the basket. And I was a little skeptical at first when people said, hey, he's going to be a draft pick in 2022, but he's playing himself right into that. And we'll know more, much more when they get to stiffer competition, but this kid is certainly taking on that role as the go-to guy for the Hawkeyes. And, you know, he's so multidimensional. When you ask me who he reminds me of, I'd have to sit down and think a little bit because he can score from what we call three different levels in a number of ways. And what he's got, Mark and Scott, is that NBA body, which is great length and ability to move laterally, that he can guard multiple positions. He could guard five positions, I think, for the Hawks in the Big Ten, and that's very valuable. And what those NBA guys look for now because of all those ball screen activity.
Well, and he's going to have to as well. I think he's going to be the primary inside guy. And I think that was shown the other night. North Carolina Central just emptied out the middle and tried to take Iowa off the dribble and did it very successfully for about 30 minutes in that game. And then Fran went with about the same lineup for the last 12 minutes of that game. He was shorthanded without Chris Murray, who was out sick, but Euless and Perkins and Patrick McCaffrey, Keegan Murray, and Philip Rabacha as well, after he got a couple of fouls early on. They played about the last 12 minutes of that basketball game the other night.
When you look at these matchups, you always wonder how you're going to guard the size and size of some of these bigger teams in the Big Ten. But you know, sometimes you play a small ball and spread that court out, double drive and kick, it really creates problems, defensive problems for some of those power, so-called power league teams. And that's been a recipe for success we've seen from a lot of coaches that have success at the mid-major level. No post offense or multi-position type players. I think you saw the same thing with Northern Iowa at Arkansas, because you only get out of Austin Fife, plays very few minutes in that game. He played a total of 18 minutes against Arkansas. So that's another case of a team trying to go small ball against a bigger squad.
That is our text line available to you if you have a question for Kevin here. And let's talk about Iowa State a little bit. Pretty good win against Oregon State last Friday night, although the fact that I think we lost Mark. Mark, you there? We lost him. We'll get him back.
You still got Kevin.
I know. Kevin, good to have you there. Oregon State did lose at Tulsa, though, last time out, and they're 1-2, but it was still a pretty good win for Iowa State. Despite shooting 5% from three, they did hold off Alabama State a couple nights ago.
Well, they're doing it with defense. And we've talked about T.J. Otzelberger trying to build that program with culture, which is they're going to guard now. They're not that talented. So I thought that, I mean, they're 3-0. They've already surpassed the victories from last year. And Oregon State, remember, was an Elite Eight team last year. So there's a team with some little cachet to it, even though, you know, in the Midwest we don't think about Oregon State that much. But I think, you know, and he had some fallout. T.J. got rid of some guys that weren't quite fitting in the picture. So you have to have wins to get some success for people to buy in. I think he's got guys buying in for him up there.
No doubt about that. And, Isaiah Brockington's been terrific so far for Iowa State.
Boy, you know, he has. And also they've got some pretty good play out of that freshman point guard, Tyrese Halliburton. He's got 18 assists, 8 turnovers, you know, over 2-1 for a freshman. That's pretty good on a young team like that. You know, the concern is, like you said, they don't shoot the three ball very well, but they're defending the three-point line about the same rate, 24%. So they got to be happy with that. And they've got to get a little better at those things you control, like rebounding the basketball, because this is not going to be a great shooting team, a great scoring team, but Brockington's played well for them. They've got some good minutes out of Gabe Kalsher, the Minnesota transfer, and the freshman Tyrese Hunter I mentioned, and even Caleb Grill getting them some good minutes. So they got kind of a two-headed monster inside with George Condit and Robert Jones, the transfer from Denver. So I think there's some good signs here with TJ's doing for the Cyclones.
I think we got Mark back. I think we lost internet here for a little bit. Mark, are you back?
I am, and we got a great connection in the Virgin Islands, but not from a few blocks away, right?
Yeah. I was wondering why. Yeah, we lost the internet, so I think that's exactly why that happened.
I was going to ask Kevin, what about the national landscape? We've seen what Gonzaga has done, maybe not surprisingly, but handled Texas over the weekend, and UCLA playing well. Saw BYU just thrash Oregon. Any thoughts on the national landscape?
Well, Gonzaga, there's been a lot of talk about Gonzaga, and they loaded up that recruiting class and Chet Holmgren. And, you know, UCLA, he's added some transfer to that team. I think I've always been a fan of Mick Cronin. I was able to call a couple of his games when he was at Cincinnati. Really like that guy. And, you know, he's like some of these coaches. He's hard-nosed and tough on the court during practice, but he's kind of a marshmallow when you get him off of it. So I'm kind of becoming a Bruin fan back. That's from the way back when they had, you know, we grew up watching all those great UCLA teams play, and they kind of went off the map for a while. But he's got that blue blood back where it's at. And I still kind of like this Purdue team. Of course, Michigan in the Big Ten. Illinois, I got to see a little bit more of this Illinois squad before I make a decision on this.
Missed Kofi Coburn the other night. That is for sure. Couple of comments on the text line. First of all, that Keegan Murray reminding him of Chris Street on the defensive end of things. I can definitely see that. And okay, here we will throw a bone to the, oh gosh, it's in double figures now, the amount of people that have asked this, and it's asked every year at this time, especially after the women play the first game of the Interstate Series. 33-49, I will ask Kevin why Iowa and Iowa State will not play Drake and UNI. We all know the answer to this. Yeah, they should. Absolutely, they should. But there are a lot of, Nebraska should play Creighton every year. Doesn't happen unless the Gavitt Games puts it together, and then it's okay. And the landscape of college basketball is different in 2021, unfortunately, than it was back in 2001 and 2005.
Well, Iowa and Iowa State will play Drake and UNI, but they'll only play them at Hilton or Carver-Hawkeye. And I think Ben Jacobson and Darren DeVries are refusing to do that without a return trip. And, you know, I've said this before. When I coached up at Illinois, we had them both on home-and-home series. We had Nebraska on the home-and-home series. But as you said, Scott, those days are long gone. Doesn't happen anymore. But, yeah, they definitely would play them, but they'd be in those two home sites I mentioned, Hilton and Carver-Hawkeye. But I think we were spoiled for a long time, guys, in the state of Iowa, because we had that series. We had home and homes, then we had the Big Four Classic, and not other states have done that. Iowa's very unique in that situation. So basketball fans in the state of Iowa were spoiled for a long time because of those rivalries. And, you know, Iowa State Drake was one of the longest rivalries west of the Mississippi before that one ended.
True. Very true. Very true. All right. Well, a lot of basketball to be seen in the next few days anyway, down in the Virgin Islands. That'll be awesome for you, as well as the land shark afterwards will be great too. So bring some of that great weather back.
Mark, I had a couple land sharks, but keep an eye on this Brown team out of Ivy League, guys. They are a very, very impressive team, and I know it's got Greg McDermott a little concerned with his first matchup tomorrow.
Very good. Very good. Hey, we'll talk next Tuesday. We'll move it up due to Thanksgiving week next week, but enjoy your time down there. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys. It's 84 and sunny. I have to get that report.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. The coach, Kevin Lehman, joining us, and his appearance of Off the Glass brought to you by Chris Lehman, Coldwell Banker and Real Estate Professional. Go and visit his website online at shootershomes.com. We'll take a break, come back, and talk Bowling Night in America with you when we return.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You hear the name Alexander Lumber and you think, well, lumber. But Alexander Lumber offers lots of other things too. Their design services can help you bring together any space. They offer free estimates on any size project too, from a single garage to a custom home. And Alexander Lumber carries a broad range of windows, doors, and cabinets to bring your full vision to life. If you don't see what you're looking for, just ask. Your next project starts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander in Iowa City.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And it was a fun Wednesday night on the lanes. And we're going to talk about that right now as it is time for our Bowling Night in America wrap-up, brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. The heater is over, Mark.
Yeah, the nice 4-week run for the Rusty Nails was derailed last night at the hands of Pro Bowling Concepts. Pro Bowling Concepts took all three games and the series, each game by an 8-2 count, and frankly, the Rusty Nails were thrashed last night. No dough on position night, but it's a marathon, right, Scott, and not a sprint.
Correct.
And congratulations to Pro Bowling Concepts. We only dropped from 4th to 5th in the standings, so still a lot of good possibilities ahead for the Rusty Nails, and we'll do it again next week in the Adult Evergreen League. Leading the way last night on both the game and high series categories was Ryan Bundy. 279 games, 778 series. Congratulations to Ryan. And I know with the holidays coming up and whatnot, you might want to just go out and do some open bowling if that's the case, or you want to have a birthday or company party. Give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136. Visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
We only lost the first game by 8 pins, so yeah.
Yeah, that was tight.
The first game was tight, and then second and third game, especially the third game, not so much. And that's the way it goes sometimes in bowling. But yeah, it could have been a lot worse. Only dropped from 4th to 5th. Everything is going to be fine, and we'll get back at it next week. Although the cash part of it is kind of a bummer right there. But hey, what can you do? There are a couple more position nights. We'll see what we can do.
Well, the first game, Joel Donner, one of the better bowlers in the league, struck out. Otherwise, we would have needed a spare or something in the middle there. But nevertheless, he came through like hitting a walk-off home run, as he's done so many times.
Yep, very, very good team. And hats off to them, as they took it to us last night a little bit. So, again tonight, best of luck to the Xavier Saints as they go for a 4A state championship, as Xavier in their 6th appearance in a state championship game, whether it's the big school class or one from the big school class. Again, that will be coming up this evening. Slated for a 6:40 start here on CRM Live Sports. Check out CRM Live on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. I am not going to promise that is going to be the case or that it's going to be about a 7:10 kickoff coming up tonight, but we will do the best we can. We're heading up there here in just a little bit and try to avoid the deer and the wind and everything on our way to Cedar Falls coming up tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk Iowa and Illinois coming up tomorrow. Iowa State and Oklahoma from Norman. We'll do that. We've got the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 as well coming up tomorrow, Mark.
Look forward to that. Should be a great game tonight in the state championship game, and more state championships to be contested tomorrow. So as we put a lid on the high school football season, how about that?
No doubt about that. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. You've been listening to the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Tyne and Alex coming your way next on KGYM.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
It's time. The field is ready. The players are pumped. The grills are fired up. Kirk Herbstreit and Marty